With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. From the Southern Rockies to New England, tens of millions of Americans are bracing for that massive winter storm. Forecasters warn of heavy snow or catastrophic icing, or a mix of snow and ice depending on your location. Bitter cold is expected as well. Atlanta resident Wendy Chambers and her granddaughter have fresh batteries for that flashlight.
They're saying it's a severe ice storm coming. It's hard to believe when you look around, but we're expecting it. We're going to be prepared, aren't we? Going to be able to read, do things, play games.
Vice President Vance says ICE agents are facing huge obstacles while trying to enforce federal immigration law.
If you look at the context of what's going on, you understand that these people are under an incredible amount of duress, an incredible amount of chaos, and because of a few very far-left agitators, a lot of these guys are unable to do their jobs without being harassed, without being doxxed, and sometimes without being assaulted. That's totally unacceptable.
Vance speaking yesterday during a stop in Minneapolis. Today's a day, the 53rd annual March for Life.
Tens of thousands of pro-lifers from across the country are expected on the National Mall this afternoon. They will hear from a variety of speakers and then walk up Constitution Avenue to rally before the Capitol and at the steps of the Supreme Court. Though the High Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022, pro-life advocates say they'll keep marching until abortion is unthinkable in this country.
Correspondent George Williams. TikTok's U.S. operations are now majority American-owned and averts a ban on the popular video sharing site in the U.S. On Wall Street this morning, stocks in the red. The Dow is down 325 points. This is SRN News. A leading evangelical issues a warning.
Dr. Albert Mohler is president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, and he's concerned about the invasion of a Minnesota church by anti-ICE protesters. Writing in World Magazine, Mohler says Christians should not minimize the incident, adding, quote, "A signal has been sent. The left is now willing to invade and intimidate Christian congregations that violate their progressivist agenda. This time it was over immigration policy. Next time it could be over anything." Michael Harrington reported.
Historians, educators, and Jewish groups are considering how to teach about the Holocaust after the last survivors have passed away. Few of today's college students have ever met a Holocaust survivor. Those who have likely met a child survivor with few personal memories pre-1945. This may have an impact on America's memory of the Holocaust. One study finds that 45% of American adults cannot identify Auschwitz or any other single Nazi death camp. SRN News. Some are cat fanciers, others dog lovers. Some have snakes, others ferrets. But this is one species not typically thought of as a house pet.
Volunteers racing to find new homes for pet rats found in a condemned house on Long Island, New York. A spokeswoman says they've collected 450 domesticated white rats, adding they're just as cute and cuddly as can be. Local veterinarians are nursing the rats back to health, but the group's still seeking more homes for about half of the creatures. So, here's your chance to be the first on your block to have a pet rat. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump is suing J.P. Morgan Chase and CEO Jamie Dimon for $5 billion, alleging the bank closed his accounts for political reasons after he left office in January of 2021. More details, SRNNews.com.